Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 9, 2021. The new Olympic Games motto. Comment: the Olympic Games motto "Faster, Higher, Stronger" was introduced in 1894. Now the International Olympic Committee has added the following to this motto: Faster, Higher, Stronger, Together. My response: this is good. The recognition of evil is already beginning. This suggests that, theoretically, a turn to together is coming. People are aware of what the most important thing in these games is and why we should have them as well as any other event of mankind. We can compete and think how to beat the others, but only so that friendship will win in the end. I think that this manifests in people out of powerlessness and not out of their determination to get closer. Yet, it does appear. Question: how would the Olympic Games look like if this together would be filtered through the heart? Answer: no, this is impossible to imagine. You are suggesting that people would compete not to win but to defeat themselves. Question: are the Olympic Games and sports in general suitable for defeating oneself? Answer: if the Olympic Games were based on the same principle as in ancient Greece, when wars stopped, when everything stopped, absolutely everything. Nothing happened. Only peaceful competitions and, in fact, it practically was not a competition. It was just a demonstration of capabilities of a person who overcomes nature, his internal physiological, physical nature, and at the same time also overcomes his egoistic nature, which is even more internal. Question: do you think this is what they had there, even just a little? Answer: there were at least some rudiments of movement toward each other. Comment: and now, on the background of wars, troubles, earthquakes, failure to help each other. My response: and now, it is because they are being pushed by all sorts of political, economic benefits, and so on. Comment: that is, if it was aimed at winning over oneself. My response: so that all of us rise together. Can you imagine what heights these games would have? We are preparing to demonstrate to the entire world our human capabilities in order to rise above ourselves in spirit. Athletes would be great Kabbalists. I think they are taking some steps toward this. Otherwise, this would not exist. Question: are we for adding together to the motto of the Olympic Games? Answer: yes. We are always for together. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, July 22, 2021. My new article on LinkedIn: the spiritual reason that I took the third shot. A little while ago, I received an invitation from the Ministry of Health to go to a certain vaccination center in my country, Israel, to get my third shot. I stood in line for maybe half an hour before my turn came up, but once I was inside, the whole thing was over in less than a minute. I was told to wait for 10-20 minutes after the shot to make sure I had no side effects, but admittedly, I didn't have the patience. I felt just fine, just a little tired from standing outside for half an hour, so I went straight back to the office to get ready for the daily shows. We can only blame ourselves for the fourth wave that's raging now in Israel. Had we been more united, this wouldn't have happened. From the spiritual perspective, the virus isn't a medical problem, but a test to our union, and we are failing it. The rule in spirituality is that if we work together, we will be safe, since our unity makes us equal to the unified force that creates life. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, it is called "I'd well among my own people." Rabash, my teacher, had taught me by example and in words that we should obey what the doctors say. If there are disputes, he follows the government's directive. This, to him, was the meaning of dwelling among his people. Rabash didn't immerse himself in the intricacies of the medications he was given. He knew he had to follow the doctor's orders because it was the right thing to do in the spiritual sense. Like him, I don't get into the question of whether the vaccine works or not, whether there are ulterior motives behind it or not, or into any other question. All I know is that the Israeli government has recommended that anyone over 60 be vaccinated, and it summoned me to go and do it on a certain day at a certain place. Therefore, I do it, to be among my people, the people of Israel. To me, it is an expression of my desire to unite with my people. Had we all had the desire to unite, we wouldn't have come to this, we would have eliminated the virus. It is a test that we are failing every single day. As long as we keep failing, the virus will keep spreading, and no vaccine, medication, or any other measure will help. If we don't learn to unite through the virus, another blow will come, more sinister and aggressive than COVID. If we don't learn from the second blow, a third one will land on us, worse than the former two. When we learn that our only remedy is unity, to choose togetherness over everything and anything else, our troubles will stop. Michael Leitman, on the Times of Israel, no one, really, wants to end anti-Semitism. A few days ago, the BBC posted a story with the alarming title, Anti-Semitic Social Posts Not Taken Down in 80% of Cases. The story, based on a report titled Failure to Protect, by the Center for Countering Digital Hate, CCDH, sheds light on the inaction of tech giants when it comes to user reports of anti-Semitism. The report found that a whopping 84% of posts containing anti-Jewish hate were not acted on by social media companies after our researchers reported them as containing anti-Jewish hate. Truth be told, this doesn't surprise me. It has long been clear that big tech companies have no interest in fighting anti-Semitism. Posts containing Jew hatred bring traffic and create discussions, which is great for them. Therefore, we shouldn't expect them to act now or in the future. It is not a failure to protect, as the title of the report reads, it is no desire to protect. The plain truth is that if you want to write something against Jews, you have a free pass, but when it comes to any other form of hate, there is zero tolerance. No regulatory measures, or adoption of official definitions of anti-Semitism, nor any declaration of war against anti-Semitism will eradicate it, or even induce efforts to restrain its audacity on social media. Instead of these futile crusades, Jews should focus on their inner solidarity. They should not worry about what the world thinks of them, but about what they think of each other. This is our only problem. We have always been a pugnacious people, but in the past, we knew how to unite above our different views, strengthen our solidarity, and benefit from the diversity of our perspectives. This has always been our source of strength. Today, all we have left is the belligerence we turn toward each other. King Solomon taught us that hate stirs strife, and love will cover all crimes, Prof. 10:12. We have forgotten half the lesson. We excel in hating, but fail miserably in covering our crimes with love. When we hate one another so passionately, how can we expect anyone to like us? Therefore, as our sages have always cautioned, if we focus on our solidarity, everything will be all right. In the Book of Consciousness, Rabbi Eliyahu writes, "We are commanded at each generation to strengthen the unity among us, so our enemies do not rule over us." Similarly, the book Shemishmuel asserts, "When, Israel, are as one man with one heart, they are as a fortified wall against the forces of evil." The sooner we open our hearts to the words of our sages, who wanted only our best, the sooner we will eliminate the nation's hatred toward us, not by fighting against their hatred, but by fighting for our love of one another. Michael Leitman, on Quora. How will the world compensate for the growing energy needs and resource consumption of developing nations like China and India when nations like the United States consume resources disproportionate to their populations? It is impossible to stop the struggle for natural resources used to produce raw materials. This struggle will lead to major problems such as imbalances between countries, and also wars. The extent to which our world lacks balance and equality is only now becoming apparent. The balance between what we need and how much we can receive from the world is possible if the world will accept the altruistic law upon itself. What is the altruistic law? It is a law present in nature, which human society is obligated to reach. The countries of the world will then start sharing everything they have, including their production, raw materials, energy and information, equally for everyone, according to the population numbers, their culture, education and consumption, taking into consideration the conditions of the climate, and so on. In other words, only the realization of the fact that we are in a single global system and are thus obliged to treat everyone accordingly will bring us to balance in how we use the world's natural and technological resources. Based on a Q&A with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on September 9, 2006. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. To avoid system shutdown. Comment, you write that due to the shattering we have the opportunity to create the middle line. There are right and left lines and the middle one is built by the person himself. That is, both lines hide a great danger because when they connect, a short circuit occurs. So there must be a middle line. My response, when the force of bestowal and the force of reception, plus and minus, connect in our world and a short circuit occurs, we practically do not see that something terrible happens. But according to spiritual principles, it is forbidden to receive for your own sake. Therefore, if such reception happens, then the connection of the right and left lines, plus and minus, causes a short circuit, and the system is burned out. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, July 23, 2021. Fear is an instrument for connection. Question: when studying Kabbalah, everything seems to be determined. But, on the other hand, sometimes fear arises. What is next? How to work with it? Answer: such fear quickly passes. It arises from the unknown. For example, when the world opens up a little more in front of a small child, he is frightened because he is not familiar with it. Therefore, one must quickly find oneself within this new, gradually unfolding world. I can advise you on what helped me at those times. As soon as I had fear or any problems, I immediately opened the study of the Ten Sefirot or Introduction to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, Tiha, and studied the physics of the spiritual worlds, actions performed with the Masach, Reshimot, etc. This is soothing and immediately clarifies the picture. Kabbalah is indeed a very serious science. It explains the structure of the world and everything becomes much simpler and clearer. First, fear arises every time the picture of the world expands. And you need to expand. Second, in Kabbalah, the Ten is considered a spiritual unit. Therefore, by gathering in a small group of Ten and sticking to it, you will no longer feel fear. That is, fear will deliberately urge you to a greater connection until the upper world really opens up in it and you literally begin to feel it. From Cab TV's Conversations. Then we won't want to destroy anything. Question: UNESCO conducted a survey of 15,000 people from all over the world about what problems most concern the population of the planet. Young people under the age of 35 comprised 57% of the respondents. It turned out that the problem that most worries humanity is global warming and the disappearance of species, both fauna and flora. Almost 60% of respondents talked about this. Second were conflicts and violence. Third was discrimination and inequality. And fourth was the lack of water, food, and shelter. What do you think is the most important problem for humanity? Answer: how to exist in a warm, kind, supportive, confident environment for us and our children. We need to understand how we can, if not control nature, then control ourselves in order to bring ourselves closer to nature. Question: then I will be fine and so will my neighbors, relatives, and everyone? Answer: sure. The most important thing is to find out the cause of the many conflicts that exist between us, and between us, and nature. The reason. And then we will know what the greatest danger to us is and what to do about it. Question: what is the reason? Answer: our huge contradiction with each other, our huge egoism, which divides us, pushes us apart, sets us against each other, and does not allow us to gather and thus bring ourselves and the entire world around us into a balanced, good state. There is nothing else. The only force that spoils everything in the world is human egoism. Let's make sure that we know how to manage it. You can see that if we walk away from somewhere, like Chernobyl, for example, then everything immediately calms down. There are no problems and nature blooms. But if we could remove egoism from a person, there would be nothing left of him. So, we should not think about how to remove it, but how to correct it so that this force is positive, and not negative. We see how a mother takes care of her child. That is, people can do this despite the fact that they are egoists, if they have love for another. So we just need to achieve love for our neighbor. That's all. Do not kill anything. On the contrary, add love to your neighbor. And then everything will be in order. We won't want to destroy anything. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leightman, April 12, 2021. Mission of the villains of the world. Question: has this person Balaam ever existed in history? Answer: it is quite possible he existed because every spiritual quality must be manifested in matter. Almost everything written in the Torah happened in our world. Question: did Balaam deliberately plunge into egoism? Answer: the fact is that all the villains of the world performed their specific tasks. Question: did he go for it consciously, that is, split the head of the serpent, attract evil forces from the serpent, and so on? Answer: no. He existed in our world, but he did not know his vices, just as the Pharaoh did not know he was representing the entire egoism of the world. He fulfilled his function because he was a Pharaoh while believing this is normal, correct behavior. When the Creator said to Moses, "Come unto Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart," Pharaoh did not feel that his heart was hardened, he was just doing his work. He did not even need to know about it because all the negative characters were not connected to the Creator, they are opposite to him. Therefore, they lack awareness of their mission, which they perform purely automatically. From CAB TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar, number 16. How is free will expressed? Question: they say that free will is when I do anything that I want. But maybe a person is freer when he does what he does not want? Answer: if I do what I want, it means that my desire manages me. If I do what I do not want, this is already a question. How can I do what I do not want? This can only be if the upper light influences me. If I still do something, it means that my desire has changed, which means that I already want to. So, free will eventually brings me to a point where I do what I do not want to do. It is in this state that my free will is expressed. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, May 12, 2019. How to start studying Kabbalah? Question: recently, the question often asked on your channels is, where to begin studying Kabbalah? People say that there are a lot of different materials on the internet, including videos with you. But what is the right way to begin so as not to get confused? Answer: I would still advise them to enter a group that is beginning the training, and to systematically engage in it. If they want to move faster, then more intensive classes are possible in parallel with this group. We have a lot of literature, audio and video materials. But still, to move forward correctly, you need to be attached to some group. Question: indeed, there is a huge amount of material. Can a person figure it out for himself? Answer: I think not. I read material about Kabbalah for 5 years without any guidance. I passed through many different teachers. But until I found my teacher, I did not understand anything systematically. I had a big fuss in my head and in my heart. Only systematic classes bring our thoughts in order and give a complete picture of the world. From Cab TV's Kabbalah Express, February 16, 2021. The object of attainment is the Creator. Question: what actions can a person perform in the spiritual world in order to acquire knowledge, and is this knowledge always aimed at the Creator? Answer: there is no object, goal, or system in the spiritual world that we can discover and aspire for other than the Creator. We are totally inside Him. But the more we connect to Him by different attributes, attainments, knowledge, and powers to mutually and bilaterally bestow unto Him and to receive a response from Him, the better off we will be, because we will attain the optimal form of life best for us. There is nothing other than the Creator in spirituality. It is an upper field in which we exist, and the goal of our development is only the attainment of the center of the field, its upper pole. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, June 16, 2019.